training amongst members of the European Union, for example, amounted to 70% in 2015, with Africa's population set to reach some 2 billion in 20 years' time. An African common market presents immense opportunities to bring prosperity to our country. We made a significant start a few weeks ago when on 21st March 2018, close to 50 member states of the African Union signed the Continental Free Trade Area Agreement in Kigali in Rwanda. The free trade area will succeed as we transform the structure of our economies from economies that are dependent on the production and export of raw material to value-adding economies.